Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th installment in Halachos of Brachos on Food. So we left off yesterday with a halachic concept. We'll start it again and we'll teach something else along the way. Chalant. So a person sits and eats chalant. So chalant is a mixture of different foods. For most of us, it might involve beans, potatoes, meat, barley, and who knows what else. So it's interesting. If someone were to figure out what's the majority ingredient in chalant, my guess is for many of us it would be potatoes. If somebody were to figure out what's maybe the most prominent ingredient in chalant, for some of us it might be meat. But assuming the ingredients I mentioned a few moments ago, it's very interesting what the appropriate bracha on chalant would be. If chalant is cut kind of fine, so that when you take a forkful of chalant, you get a whole mishmash of things. You're not taking a piece. You're not sticking your fork into a potato and having a potato, and then sticking your fork into a piece of meat and having a piece of meat. It's really a mix. So then, halachically, it would seem to be that it would be appropriate to make one brach on the entire chalant. I want to be clear. If it was a chalant of large pieces of things, then maybe you would make separate brachos on each large piece. But if it's really a mishmash is the technical term. If it's really a mishmash, so you would make one bracha. And there's a very interesting thing. The general rule in halacha is that when I have mizonos, not rice, but any of the others, barley, rye, oat, wheat, spelt, and it's a mizonos, and it's part of a mixture, even if it's not the majority entity in the mixture, even if it's not thought of as the most important part, mizonos is considered so significant that I make a mizonos on the mixture. Now, there's an important exception to that. If the mizonos acts as merely a binder, and it really isn't doing anything more than being a binder, you would not make a bracha on the mizonos. But if it is contributing taste, then normally there are some exceptions. If it's a very thin crust or something that's mizonos, many times we wouldn't make a bracha on the crust. We make a bracha on the thing for which the crust is serving. Think of like a chicken filet, schnitzel type of thing. But absent those types of examples, if mizonos is contributing taste and there's a mixture, you make a bracha on the mizonos. And that covers everything. So chalant is an interesting example. So assuming there's barley in the chalant, see, if there's rice in the chalant, that rule doesn't hold true. And so then you'd have to figure out, I guess, what the majority ingredient was in the chalant. And probably many chalants will be hadama for the potatoes or the beans, that combination. But if it would be barley, you'd make a mizonos. Now, many times a person is not going to eat a kazayas. A kazayas is, let's say, the volume of, let's say, half a slice of rye bread. Many times a person is not going to eat a kazayas of barley within, let's say, 5-6 minutes of chalant eating. And if that's the case, so they made a mizonos on the chalant, but they are not justified in making an ala michi afterwards because they didn't have enough mizonos within the requisite time to obligate themselves an ala michi. And therefore, in such a case, being that they did eat a kazayas of food, they just didn't eat a kazayas of mizonos-specific food, the proper afterbracha would be a bar nefashos. And therefore, the same thing could hold true if a person ate a granola bar and they made, and they're concerned about the afterbracha vis-a-vis the oats in the granola bar. If when they made an assessment, they realized they did not eat a kazayas worth of oats within 5 minutes, but they eat the total granola bar was a kazayas, but a granola bar is not 100% oats. There's other things in there. So if they ate less than a kazayas of oats within 5 minutes, even if there is a question about what after bracha the rolled oats should get, either way you would make a bar nefashos because you didn't eat enough of the rolled oats to warrant an ala michya or that type of bracha anyway. So that is a piece of advice that many of the organizations give. If you hold, for example, that a granola bar would get hadama, it would make sense to see to it to eat less than a kazayas of oats from a granola bar within the span of about 5 minutes. The OU on its website has that with the Nature Valley granola bars, you eat a kazayas of oats in 1.5 of those bars. Like 2 bars come in a package. So you eat a kazayas of oats in 1.5 of those bars. So if someone wanted to be particular about this, they would eat slightly less than 1.5 of the bars and make sure that before eating the next amount, at least 5 minutes had transpired, and then they could continue to eat. So that's an interesting way around the problem. So again, in terms of a pre-bracha for granola bars, some hold mezonos, some hold adama. Either way, you have what to rely on. If you hold mezonos, it should be evident that the after bracha for the granola bar should be ala mechia. If you hold hadama, you actually have a big question in terms of what's appropriate to do. And there's this advice given to, let's say, not eat more than a bar and a half of, let's say, Nature Valley granola bar in the span of 5 minutes. So that would be an option. And if you were particular about that, then you would certainly just make a bar and a fashos. By the way, regardless of what pre-bracha you made, you would make a bar and a fashos on a granola bar in that circumstance. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.